Welcome to the Adventures of Red Knight. For news and updates about the podcast, please visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/Red Knight Stories. Once upon a time, in the faraway Kingdom of Kingdom, there lived a princess and her many knights. All of the knights were strong and brave and bold. But no knight was as strong or brave or bold as...
Red Knight! The greatest knight in all the land.
Chapter 70, The Phoenix. It was a sweltering day in the magical Kingdom of Kingdom. The sun roared high overhead and baked the earth. People flitted between patches of meager shade, and families swarmed the beaches of Flamingo Lake in a desperate attempt to beat the heat. Through this feverish day traveled a very sweaty Red Knight and Green Knight atop their noble steeds.
Good gracious, this heat is simply unbearable.
Gosh, no kidding. It must be at least 100 degrees out.
Remind me, why are we riding through town like a bunch of ninnies? We should be sitting in the shade with glasses of lemonade.
I got this message from Pig Knight asking us to come to her apartment. She said it was urgent.
I don't suppose she mentioned what it is.
No, she didn't, but it must be important.
It had better be. Look at what this heat is doing to my mustache. It is drooping, Green Knight. Drooping, I say.
Well, I guess we'll find out soon. Here's her apartment.
Finally. Wait here, Flopsy.
Hold on, we can't leave Flopsy and Einstein out here like this. It's too hot.
Not to worry, Green Knight. I have a plan. Rutabaga!
How is a magic sword gonna help?
I'm glad you asked, Green Knight. Sapphire power, go! You see? I have used the ice powers of my magical blade to create an area of isolated snowfall. That should keep Flopsy and Einstein cool while we're inside.
This seems like a misuse of magical power.
Well, if the magic police show up, they can ticket me. In the meantime, let's go see what Pig Knight's emergency is.
Oh, good! You're here! Come on in!
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys can make it!
Good gracious, you didn't have to yank us in like that!
Oh, I think I got whiplash.
Oh, sorry. I'm just so excited!
So what's the emergency?
You're not going to believe what I discovered! Go ahead and guess what I found. Go on, guess! Guess!
You discovered a new exercise routine?
No, even better than that!
Oh, someone opened up an all-you-can-pet cat corral here in Gnomesburg!
Gosh, that would be awesome! But no, even better!
Better than unlimited cat petting?
Wow! Then what is it?
Okay, are you ready? There's a phoenix nesting in the Kingdom of Kingdom!
Like the mythical firebird?
Yes!
Are you certain? I thought the phoenix was just a legend.
No way! The phoenix is totally real! Here, let me show you the research I've done.
What?
Ta-da! My board of evidence!
My word, it's certainly detailed.
It's dozens of pictures and papers all connected on a board with red string.
It looks rather like a, Green Knight, what's the term I'm looking for here?
A crazy conspiracy theory?
Right, yes, that's the one. Conspiracy theory!
Okay, so, as you know, according to legend, a phoenix is a giant bird whose golden feathers burn with magical fire!
How extraordinary!
But no one's ever seen a phoenix!
Not true! Look at the board! There are plenty of historical accounts of people saying that they've seen a phoenix!
But none of those accounts are verified! It's all hearsay from hundreds of years ago!
I asked around the kingdom, and if you follow this red string here, you'll see an account from Mr. Herbowitz of Candyburg, who says that his sister's roommate's cousin's dentist knew a guy who knew a girl that dated a troll that said that they saw the phoenix just last week!
Good gracious, how exciting!
I mean, that's still not great evidence. That's, what, an eighth-hand account?
Okay, but get this! I dug through Princess Pearl's library and found this book by the ancient historian Purpura Equus. And he says that a phoenix is reborn every 500 years. And guess when the last rebirth was?
500 years ago?
500 years ago! During a massive heat wave just like the one we're having now!
I'm sorry, did you just say reborn?
That's right! The phoenix lives for 500 years and then... boom! It explodes and leaves behind a magic egg! Then the phoenix hatches from the egg, all shiny and bright and ready for another 500 years of adventure!
So not only is the phoenix currently in the kingdom, but it's about to undergo its mystical rebirth?
Yeah! Isn't that awesome?
Indeed it is! Let's get going!
Hold on! We don't even know where it might be!
Oh, well, if you follow the string here, you'll see that I contacted the local druids and had them do a weather analysis of the past 5 days.
You really went wild on this one, huh?
And look at this map! They confirmed that not only is the heat wave caused by magical interference, it all centers around this mountain here!
Occam's Razor?
Oh, I know that mountain! It's on the northern edge of the Searing Mountains!
Is it that incredibly tall and jagged one?
The one that looks a little bit like a knife? Yeah, that's the one.
I think that's where the phoenix is nesting!
Well, this sounds like an incredible adventure! Let us depart at once!
Alright.
Woohoo! Awesome! Let's do it!
It wasn't long after that the three knights were atop their noble steeds and...
Wait a moment! What's all this?
Meet, meet, meet!
Oh, snap! It's the magic police!
Meet, 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 meet!
Good gracious! You're actually giving me a ticket for improper use of magic? Do you know who I am?
I told you this was gonna happen! Meet, meet!
Oh, very well. I suppose it's... fine? Huh? Get it? Fine? Because of the ticket.
Huh! Good one!
Oh, brother.
Anyway, the knights raced across the kingdom to the forbidding mountain known as Occam's Razor. It was a grim, rocky spire that thrust out of the earth like a sword of stone and towered over its neighbors.
You know, I thought Mount Bloodfang was spooky, but this is even worse.
I know! Isn't it exciting? Just look at it, Green Knight. Think of the gruesome challenge that awaits you as you scale this sheer, rocky surface. Thousands of feet of sheer, unadulterated terror. Nothing between you and certain death but fresh air. One tiny slip, and you'll spend the scant few seconds remaining of your life screaming to your tragic, untimely demise. I can hardly wait.
Gosh, Red Knight, when you put it like that, I feel terrified.
Look! Up at the top! Do you see that glow?
I certainly do. That must be where the phoenix is nesting.
I'm still not convinced the phoenix is really up there.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah! It's time to get climbing!
Flopsy, look after Einstein and Mr. Pickles while we're gone. Rutabaga! There you all are. Enjoy your magical snow.
You're doing this again? You just got a ticket for it!
It's even hotter here than it was in Gnomesburg, Green Knight. I'm not about to let our noble steeds suffer in this dreadful heat.
Alright, good point.
Will you two hustle up? Come on, the day's a-wastin'! If we don't hurry, we might miss the phoenix rebirth!
Right you are, Pink Knight! Let's go!
Watch out, phoenix! Here we come!
Indeed. Stand back, everyone. You're about to find out why I am sometimes called the greatest mountain climber in all the land.
Ha ha! Red Knight, what are you doing?
Scaling the mountain, obviously. Ha ha! Good gracious, this is quite a climb.
Do you need some help?
No, thank you, Pink Knight. I am making... excellent progress!
You're sliding back down!
Sometimes you have to go backwards to move forwards, Green Knight!
Okay, that's pure gibberish.
It must be the very spirit of the mountain setting its will against mine! Well, we'll just see who's more stubborn! Ha ha! Oh!
And he fell.
No, I did not fall. I am simply taking a moment to review the situation on my back in order to better plan my method of attack.
I'm not surprised you're having trouble. The face of this mountain is really smooth and practically vertical. It's gonna be almost impossible to climb.
What? This little guy? I can climb this, no problem.
That's all well and good, but I don't see how all three of us are going to manage.
No problem. I'll carry you.
I'm sorry, what?
I'll strap one of you to my back and attach the other to me with a rope.
What a capital idea, Pink Knight.
Is it?
Come on, Green Knight. It'll be fun. It's just a couple of thousand feet. Hop onto my back and let's get going.
Oh my gosh, I think I've had this nightmare.
A few minutes later, the ground rapidly fell away as Pink Knight began her ascent of the mountain. Green Knight was strapped to her back while Red Knight dangled below, attached by rope. Eagles soared in wide, slow circles beneath the three knights' feet, and they were constantly buffeted by sharp winds.
Phew! This is a great workout. How are you doing down there, Red Knight?
Just fine. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. How about you, Green Knight?
Oh, doing my best not to be sick.
Since I am directly beneath you, I appreciate your efforts.
Oh my gosh.
You'll be fine, Green Knight. Just don't look down.
We're thousands of feet above the ground. Everywhere I look is down.
Huh. Good point. Yeah.
Green Knight, you're good with words. What's a good synonym for angry?
What's a what for the what? Why are you asking?
Well, I'm writing a letter to my local homeowners association, and I don't want to come across as a grumpy Gus.
You're writing a letter? Now? While you're dangling off the side of a mountain?
Well, it's not as though I have anything better to do. I might as well catch up on my correspondence while I'm hanging here.
Oh my gosh, please tell me we're almost there.
Pretty close. Only a couple hundred feet left. This part is really tricky.
What was that?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Oh, totally. You might want to hold on to something.
Hold on to what? I'm literally strapped to your back. Why would I need to...
Whoa! Ew, that was almost bad.
Almost bad?
Good gracious, what just happened?
Oh, I lost my grip when some of the rocks sheared away from the side of the mountain. But I caught us. We're all right.
Ooh, speak for yourself.
It wasn't long after that Pink Knight pulled herself and the two brothers onto a ledge near the summit of the mountain.
Woohoo! We made it! Gosh, that was harder than I thought it would be. I'm exhausted.
Splendid work, Pink Knight, and excellent timing, too. I have just finished my letter.
Oh, brother. Ooh.
What's wrong, Green Knight? You're shivering. Are you cold?
Not cold, just... terrified.
Besides, how could he be cold? It is positively broiling up here.
That means the phoenix must be close. It's probably just over this ledge. Let's go see. The phoenix!
Oh my gosh, there it is! It looks like it's made a nest of stones to roost in.
Oh, look at the poor little guy. He's barely on fire at all.
Well, it is 500 years old. That's a long time for anything to be on fire.
Wait a moment. Look down there. It appears as though there is a group of gnomes approaching the phoenix with weapons.
Weapons? What are they up to?
Wait a second. I'd recognize that gnome in the cowboy hat anywhere. That's Carl Carlson!
Good gracious, the infamous poacher!
That's him, all right! He's a wanted gnome in the kingdom for doing all sorts of nasty things! Stealing basilisk eggs, hippogriff feathers, cockatrice teeth!
He and his gang must be here to steal the phoenix!
Indeed, a mythical bird like the phoenix would be a real feather in his cap? Huh? Get it, Feather?
Now is not the time, Red Knight!
We must confront these pernicious poachers at once!
Yeah! Nobody's birdnapping a phoenix on my watch!
Whoa, Red Knight, wait a second!
We have no time to lose, Green Knight!
I know that, but you-
Follow me, friends!
Right behind you!
Wait, hold on!
Stop right where you are, Mr. Carlson! I, Red Knight, the greatest knight in all the land, am placing you and your band of ne'er-do-wells under arrest!
Yeah! Give it up!
Me.
Or what? Should you refuse to surrender, I shall teach you why I am sometimes called the greatest swordsman in all the land! Rutabaga! Oh, no.
That's what I was trying to tell you! You left your sword at the bottom of the mountain with Flopsy!
Ah, right. Well, this is awkward. No matter, Pink Knight is here, and with her mighty axe, she shall-
Actually, I didn't bring it?
What? Why on earth not?
We were coming here to see a phoenix, not fight a bunch of bad guys.
Me.
Yes, you are.
I brought my sword.
And I am sure that we are all very proud of you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Aw, so what if they've got us outnumbered 3-1, armed with spears and nets and... What is that? A magic crossbow?
Me.
Indeed, we are not scared of you or your posse of ruffians, rogues, and rapscallions.
Me.
Whoa!
How dare you!
Now that's just rude.
Me.
That tears it! Prepare for a thrashing you won't soon forget, you nefarious knaves!
Me.
Me. Oh, snap! Net shooting crossbows!
Oh! Good gracious! They've trapped us all inside a net!
Oh, man! I hate nets!
Me.
You dirty, underhanded, low-down, no-good poachers! That's cheating! You're cheating!
Me.
What are we gonna do? We can't stop Carlson and his gang while we're trapped in a net!
What's the plan, Green Knight?
How should I know?
You always have a plan when things go sour.
Not right now, I don't! I'm just... Wait, what's that noise?
It sounds like some sort of machine.
Are you kidding me right now? This dumb mountain has an elevator?
Me, 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 me.
Huh, look at that.
Is that all you have to say? We almost died climbing this mountain.
But we didn't die. And isn't that what's important?
Oh my gosh, can this day get any worse?
So anyway, that's what I said to him. Get out of my way, you big turkey.
King Dragon.
Oh, come on.
Whoa, what in the what? What are all you doing up here?
What are we doing here?
What are you doing here?
Hey, is that Pink Knight?
Diane, is that you?
It sure is. Katie here's taking me to see the Phoenix.
Oh, good gracious.
See? What are you all doing in that net?
That posse of poaching gnomes trapped us in it!
Oh, hey, what's going on, Carl?
Me, me, me.
Do you two know each other?
Of course we do!
You're friends with a bunch of poachers?
No.
Oh, brother.
You let my sister and her friends go right this instant!
Meep, 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 meep.
What you
doing? Kid show!
Listen, man, I know we go way back, but I can't let you talk to my lady like that.
Meep, 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 meep.
Oh, yeah? You want to run that by me again, Sparrow Brain?
Meep, meep, meep.
Hey, nobody talks to KD that way.
Hey, Big Blue, you thinking what I'm thinking?
Heck yeah!
Fire time!
Carlson and his gnomes are running away!
Yeah, that's what I thought! Scram!
Go on! Get!
Hey! Nice fire breathing, Diane!
Thanks! I've been practicing!
And it certainly shows. Well done. Now, would you please get us out of this net?
That depends. What's it worth to you?
Come on, Katie! Be nice.
Fine, whatever.
Thanks, you two.
Yeah. You owe me!
Hey, the poachers are gone, and the Phoenix is right here!
Oh boy, I can hardly wait! Let's go take a look!
So, that's a Phoenix, huh?
It looks very... Words are failing me at the moment.
It looks like a 500-year-old chicken that needs a bath!
I was trying to be more tactful, but you're not wrong.
Hey there, be nice! How do you think you're gonna look when you're 500 years old?
I mean, I'm a dragon, so pretty much the same. Except maybe a little handsomer. Not a lot, though. I'm already pretty good looking.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, the poor little thing! It looks like you had a rough day!
Hey, look at that! It's starting to glow!
You're right! Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh! It's starting its rebirth!
Wait a moment. Doesn't that mean it's about to explode?
Hit the deck!
Woohoo! That was a big one!
Whoa! Not a bad explosion for a big ugly chicken!
Is everyone alright?
Yeah, somehow. Pink Knight, are you okay?
Oh, sure! It's just a little magical fire. I'll be fine.
Pink Knight, your hair is smoldering.
Whoops! Let me take care of that real quick.
Hey, look! There's the Phoenix egg!
Awesome! Can you feel how hot it is?
Hey, far out! I wonder what a Phoenix egg tastes like.
You keep your scaly hands off!
Oh, come on now. I can't be the only one who's curious.
The egg is hatching!
Here it comes! Look at the color of those feathers!
And it is burning quite fiercely! Good gracious, what a striking creature!
Wow, it's beautiful!
I guess it's kind of pretty, in a fiery sort of way.
Oh, hey there, little one! No, no, I'm not your mommy, just a friend!
In fact, I think you're your own mommy!
This is confusing.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say.
What? You speak Phoenix?
Yeah, as it turns out, it's a dialect of chicken.
You speak chicken?
Of course. You don't?
Why would I want to talk to my food?
KD.
What?
Oh, it's flying away.
Where's it going?
Who knows? I hope we see it again someday.
Goodbye, Phoenix. It was nice meeting you.
Hey, check out this nest. There's a handful of phoenix feathers in here.
They're even still burning.
Awesome. What a cool souvenir.
Indeed. You know, I would wager that this fiery plume is going to look simply splendid in my helmet.
Ain't that feather on fire?
Yeah, don't you think that's gonna be, you know, hot?
Nonsense. Observe. There, you see? Practical and stylish.
Practical, huh?
Red Knight? Your face is turning red.
Whew, yeah, I am simply overcome with emotion, Pink Knight.
And there's sweat running down your face.
Nonsense, I am as cool as a cucumber.
Will you take that silly feather out of your helmet? You're gonna cook your brain.
Don't listen to Pickle Knight, you look great! Let your brain cook!
Oh, brother.
Hey, are you guys hungry? KD knows a great taco place nearby.
Oh, that sounds great! I'm starving!
Yes, all that chicken talk has got me peckish. Huh? Get it?
Dude, it took 10 seconds for that feather to cook your noggin.
Will you please take the flaming feather out of your helmet?
Oh, very well.
And so, everyone took the elevator to the bottom of the mountain. After collecting their noble steeds, the knights followed the dragons to a charming taco shop, where they all enjoyed a tasty lunch as the heat wave finally broke.
Another classic magical creature adventure has been completed! And it was all thanks to...
Pink Knight! The strongest knight in all the land! Yeah! Flex!
The end. Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Red Knight. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, please visit us online at redknightstories.com. We'll see you next time.